One of the 12 jurors in the sexual assault trial of Bill Cosby says he's disappointed the panel couldn't reach a unanimous verdict, but he says he's glad prosecutors will be putting Cosby on trial again. WHYY's Bobby Allen spoke to the juror 1 week after the judge in the Cosby case declared a mistrial.
Cosby juror Bobby Dugan is a 21-year-old from Pittsburgh. He says before the trial, he had heard of other accusations against the entertainer, but he hadn't made any judgments about whether Cosby was guilty.
2 years ago, I heard something about it, but I thought it was all said and done when I was called in. So it was kind of a shock.
But when Dugan heard what Cosby said in a 2005 deposition, he was convinced.
When he said it, you know, himself, he was asked, would you use the word consent? And he said, I wouldn't use that word.
In the deposition, Cosby said he went, quote, somewhere between permission and rejection, and that Cosby never verbally asked Constant for consent.
And in my opinion, consent is a verbal agreement, and that's the way it should be, and that's the way it's always has been. It's a verbal agreement. If there is no verbal agreement, then there is no consent.
Dugan says he wanted to convict Cosby of 2 of the 3 charges he faced.
Guilty for lack of consent, not guilty that she was unconscious, and then guilty for the drugging.
But others in the room wanted to acquit Cosby of all 3 counts. He says it got emotional. He saw 4 jurors crying near the end of deliberations.
You know, people get more stressed, frustrated. They just want to go home, see their family, go back to their normal lives. And so, you know, I would say things got a little bit heated.
He wouldn't talk about the final vote count, and there have been conflicting reports. Some jurors who have spoken out said that it was 10-2 in favor of convicting Cosby of some of the charges. Other reports say the jury was evenly split. Either way, Dugan says hearing from the second Cosby accuser, Kelly Johnson, didn't bolster the prosecution's case, even though the additional accuser was seen by legal observers as a central witness.
We're there for Andrea Constant, not Kelly Johnson.
Dugan says it was frustrating to leave the case unresolved after 52 hours of deliberations. He says he's hoping the jury in Cosby's next trial will convict him. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.